Hey, it's Andrew, also known as Songs to Wear Pants To.
And another Andrew, also known as Gunnarola.
And you're listening to Nobody's Listening.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by DrawYouAPicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out today, DrawYouAPicture.com, also brought to you by Bluehost Hosting, unlimited space, unlimited hosting, unlimited bandwidth. Check it out today at nlcast.com/Bluehost. Also brought to you in part by GoToMeeting.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
Listen.
No!
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening podcast, the show where we tell funny life stories, yours and ours. This is show number 175, brought to you the week of August 2nd, 2011. It's my favorite month, by the way. I'm your host. My name is James, and with me is John. My birthday's not in August, Steinklobber. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, man. How'd you know my birthday wasn't in August?
I don't know. I just assumed. So August is my birthday month. My month. There's no holidays in August. Did you notice?
Your birth month is August?
Yes. August 8th. 8-8, dude. And you know what? My birthday was 8-8-88 and 8-8-8. And nobody gave a crap both times except for me.
Dude. So. Today is Wi-Fi day. It's 8:02:11.
Oh wow!
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I didn't know that, but that is crazy.
Huh? Yeah. That's right. Crazy. It's dumb.
I don't know all these dates. I just know that at certain time you can turn over your calculator, and it'll say.
Don't
hello.
Say
no. What'd you think I was gonna say?
Boom.
Oh, now it's your turn to be mad. John, everybody, has gone to the dark side. Oh Lord, it's happened, people. Oh wait, I know how to respond to John's dirty mind. Hold on. John, I don't know what boobs are. Wait. I don't understand. What are you talking about? Anyway, we always open up with a song, and this time it comes to us again from Shmo Yahoo, some of our favorite musicians, and it's called Songify This Best NASCAR Prayer Ever.
And finally, for the most unusual pre-race prayers you will ever
get
hear.
Ready to dance along.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks.
Yeah,
so we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you've brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas.
That's right.
Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering.
There's no Hondas in NASCAR.
We see before us tonight.
Toyotas.
Thank you for Jim Performance Technology and the RO7 engines.
Not a lot of Mazdas.
Not NASCAR. I know you say boogity boogity amen.
I'm gonna say that Sunday in service.
I thought you already did.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it Sunday.
Totally sounds like Sunday.
Awesome. And of course you can grab that.
How cool was that?
Off iTunes.
Boogity, subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's good for
you. All right, that's some Shmo Yoho. You need to check it out. Check them out on YouTube. Buy it on iTunes and get the Songify app. I say all those things so they won't sue us if they find out we play their crap. So, yeah. Big fans, guys, and we need to have you on the show.
Yes, so, please.
So, Lord, by the way, I also would like to thank you for my smoking hot wife. So, It's pretty cool. Hey, let's jump right into what we do when we do what we do what we do. Time for some weekly updates. Dude, I got a bunch. Man, we can make a whole show out of my weekly updates. First,
okay.
The first one, I don't even have written down, but I got told on YouTube or Facebook today. An old friend of mine was watching her daughter's wedding video, and apparently my wife was like the maid of honor or something, some sort of maid.
Matron
of honor. That's right. She was the matron because she's old. And, but anyway, she looked really good. And apparently, I didn't remember this, but, this lady Facebooks me and says, you know, I just saw your reaction to your wife coming down the aisle. And you are so cute. And I'm like, ah, crap, what did I do? And I asked her and she says, oh, you grabbed your chest. Or no, you took a deep. She says you took a deep breath and patted your chest like a heartbeat, and she says she took your breath away. And I was like, oh, good. Phew. First of all, and the second of all, I was like, yeah, of course.
when you were saying you grabbed, I knew the next words out of your mouth weren't going to be your chest.
Oh my gosh!
I thought you were one of the guys that got caught patting his wife's behind on the camera.
Oh man, I'm really bad today.
Apparently,
I'm so sorry.
This is apparently John's bad show.
Oh, man. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Shut up, scary John.
Demons come from the inside, John, so be careful. They can't see them on the outside. So anyway, that was it. The best one, the big one, the wonderful one that I've been waiting to share, I actually shared on Geek Loves Nerd, which is back, by the way, people. So if you missed Geek Loves Nerd, it is back. What? I'm going back to our basics, and it's Nobody's Listening and Geek Loves Nerd, dude. That was what it started at all. So we're back to that. But anyway, I told this on there, but you can muddle through it again if you haven't. We had a big Wednesday night finishing off our summer events for the month of July. We always give our children's workers the month off, and we put a big water park out on the soccer field. So we had big water slides and
fun.
Yeah, a couple of what do you call them?
The bounce houses?
No, gosh, no. Everything was waterlogged. So we had water slides, and we had a double lane slip and slide with a pool at the end that the kids could topple into. It was awesome. But kids, you know, are doing flips, and they're spinning, and they're doing all kinds of stuff, and they're getting all dizzy and everything. Well, apparently one girl, she got a little too turned over because suddenly I'm talking to somebody on the park bench, and she comes walking up to me. And she says, Pastor James, I said, what, honey? She goes, I threw up. And I'm like, I'm about to say, oh, okay. But I noticed her hand is cupped, John.
Oh.
Like she's carrying a tiny bird fetus or something.
She wanted to prove it.
She had corned beef hash and soda pop in her hand, dude. Brought it to me. Like a bird, like a cat brings a dead bird to you, thinking you would like to see it. And I screamed, John.
You didn't.
I screamed out loud like a 3-year-old girl. And I screamed for my wife, my smoking hot wife, who came over to help her very masculine husband. And I said, put it in the grass! That was all I could think to say. Spill it in the grass. I almost threw up. Because then I imagined it dribbling off her hand and her having to shake her hand like you do right before you dry your hands under an air dryer.
Oh, I bet you there are little chunks between her fingers.
So, but so let's follow the logic of this 6-year-old child who threw up on a water slide, caught it in her hand, and then slid the rest of the way down. Apparently, brought it all the way to me without spilling. This is the same girl that probably can't take a drink from a cup without spilling it on the ground at home. But she made it all the way to me. Mm. But it was nasty. I just want to make this point clear to everyone in the world. If you throw up, just tell me about it. I am fine. I do not need physical evidence of the event. I will take your word for
it. I believe you.
Yes.
I believe you. I don't want it. Barf is gross, man. Yes. Just even the smell of it will make me wanna...
stop. Just the thought of the smell of the thing. It's just gross.
Oh, man.
People love it when I'm almost about to puke, but I hate it.
Do you want me to talk about that time?
No,
that
stop. I don't care. You were dressed as a clown and you threw up on somebody's butt. I don't care what you did. Oh, it's got something to do with farting, I'm sure. This one's not funny, but I was in the I was coming out of the parking lot or coming out of the store. You don't come out of parking lots, but I was coming out of the store at Home Depot. And
favorite place.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're crashing prices, man. They're just doing it. They've got all these ads telling you this. I just thought I'd pass along for free. But I saw a sign, and I misread it at first. It just said, no dumping. So so you can't poop in their parking lot. But my first thought was, who's dumping in here? Who's throwing their trash, you know, bringing their lawn scrapings and stuff in here? It's pretty genius, actually, that they would need a sign.
Yeah, it'd be a great place to do it.
I never even thought about it. But second, it said trespasser, or not trespasser, violators, okay? Violators would be, of course it says, was it prosecuted?
Prosecuted,
but I
right.
read it as persecuted, and then I read prosecuted. I was like, you know what? I bet persecution would actually work a little better and be a better deterrent than prosecution. If you dump your crap in my Home Depot, we're going to call your house and make fun of your clothes and your acne. We're going to persecute you. and we're going to mess with your kids at school. You'll be sorry.
We shun thee.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to follow you around our store and just talk about how you walk funny and your shoes are stupid. And I think that would be a great – I would never dump anything there again, because if you try to prosecute me, they're going to laugh you out of court. But if you start bugging me
– Prove it.
So Best Buy – or not Best Buy, Home Depot, I want you to take that under advisement. You might want to start persecuting people.
That, could be good advice for everybody. Violators will be persecuted. I think I'm going to get that sign. We should make a sign.
T-shirt, dude.
T-shirt. Violators will be persecuted. And the early Christians will be like, oh, that's not funny. Too soon.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Paul would come down in incarnate form. Down the road from my house, there's a McDonald's. It's for a couple. I mean, it's a really nice McDonald's, actually. But it says, you know, we're going to be closed for a remodel for a while. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I go by today. They tore the thing down.
Whoa.
It's gone. They tore down. I was like, that is an understatement of the year.
The remodel from the ground up.
No joke. That's what I realized is it's kind of hard to put into words what they were going to do. You know, we're going to be closed during the demolition or whatever. Of course, you stupid McDonald's. I'm not going to drive through the rubble and be like, hey, he's not taking my order. You guys are supposed to be open all night. So
I want a shake. Oh, come on. And some rubble.
I'm just chewing on rocks, you know. It's actually better for me than the fries. Thanks.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it now they've changed the sign, and it says open during the decorating or whatever.
And really?
Yeah, it does. But they're talking about a different location. But it doesn't read that way. It doesn't read that way. It reads like that thing's open during the thing. And I'm like, ultimate fail photo for the internet right there.
Oh, you got to get it.
Because nobody in the world would know they were talking about, you know, another, unless you were local. Because why? How do we know, you know, how does the internet not know that's the actual, you know, place? But yeah, I couldn't get the photo. But I was like, dude, anyway.
So I have something along those lines.
Go for it.
I went to you know how sometimes fast food chains, when they're owned by the same company, they'll kind of double up, like a Taco Bell, KFC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like A&W and Bait and Tackle Shop or something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, we had an Arby's Wendy's, and man, it was the best thing. They did that. They remodeled. They didn't tear the whole building down, but they remodeled.
Yeah.
And man, they put up these awesome flat screens that are like the ordering menu boards, and they've got live action stuff on them. We're like, oh, this place is cool. I mean, it was only open for like a year, and I went back there the other day. Apparently, Arby's had been sold to another company. And so they're like kicking Arby's out and shutting down the store at the same time. I was looking through the windows thinking, hey, what's going on here?
Why didn't they just take their half and leave?
That's what I'm saying. You know, just take
a chainsaw
and go.
And cut that, good mood food out of there. and going about your business. I don't know.
Actually, I prefer the good mood food.
I hate Arby's, man. That's nasty. There's another podcaster. His name is Len Peralta, and he calls them those beef sandwiches, you know, he calls them a ragwich. Because it's like a brown rag on a bun.
Oh, man. That's pretty good.
Ragwich.
I like Jamocha shakes.
Gosh.
Ragwich.
I don't want my shake made in the presence of roast beef. I'm sorry. It's just yuck. I don't know. I have no problem with McDonald's, but, you know, so I know I'm two-faced or double-sided or whatever. Okay, one more. It's the year of weekly updates. This morning, and this is probably the least funny of all, but this morning – every morning at work, we have devotions. You know, I work at a church. So and devotions, for those that don't know, is just a time of reflection and scripture reading. And then we take prayer requests, okay? And typically when I do it, I have to do it on Thursday mornings. I'm real quick. I do a little custom study and I read my thing and all this. And if I ask, does anybody have any requests? If they do, I pray for them. If they don't, that's it. You know, we just do a short prayer and we're done. Well, yeah. Today, an unnamed brother of mine, a.k.a. coworker, I don't know what was his deal. He used to be a car salesman, and that's kind of what I attribute a lot of his behaviors and mannerisms to. He can't take no for an answer. Because homeboy went around and says, does anybody have a prayer request? And nobody did. And we acknowledge that by a moment of silence, right? And and so then he proceeds. There's 10 people in the room. He proceeds to call each one of them out by, Bill? And Bill, you know, Bill, do you have a prayer request? No, it's like romper room. Sally, do you have a prayer request? It's like Barney and Jesus just merged together. James, do you have a prayer request? And I said, go ahead and take everybody else's orders and come back to me. That's the only thing I could think to say. I felt like I was like it was a pushy worker at an Applebee's, you know. And so, you know, he
sensed some sin in your life.
He did not think it was funny. Everybody else did. So he did. He went around. I said, I'll have mine in a minute. Just take everybody else's order. And so he went around the circle and I mean, step by stinking step, Abigail, do you have a prayer request? And everybody's like, no, we don't. Not unless there's 1% financing through 2012 or something, car salesman.
1% blessing through 2012.
So then he did, to his credit, he came back to me.
Did you feel like he had to?
So what I said, he says, what do you have your shed? I said, yes, my grandma died a long time ago. Oh. And he looks at me weird. And I said, that's what the kids always say. So I figured it would work for me. And I didn't think nobody laughed, dude. Nobody laughed. I thought it was okay. Oh, no. At least a five, you know, like. So, but anyway, later on, I went to go get something from the finance department, and apparently they were just behaving because the one lady says, who never laughs at anything, she says, people who make people laugh during prayer do not get the church credit card. So it's like, dang it, I didn't know I had my back to you guys. And another pastor's like, yo, no, they were cracking up back there, you know. So they were appreciating my humor. Because I was like, dude was hustling for some prayer requests. He wasn't going to take no for an answer. So I had to give him something.
I got the spirit with me. I got to pray.
Well, I'm always like that. You know, even in college, in Bible school, I should say, we had this professor that always wanted to sing before class.
And Dr. Ray?
No, God, no. This was a different place. But he'd want to sing, and he was so saved that Jesus would have found him annoying, okay? Jesus would have been like, can we talk about something else, like football or something? But he got up there and he would be like, if you see me singing, I've got him on my mind. Well, that was fine. Go ahead and sing, Mr. Crazy Professor. But no, the one day comes along, he wants everybody to figure out a thing to put in the sentence to make it, when you see me, and then he'd point at you. And so somebody's like, praising, and so all the good Christians, you know, are like, praising, I got him on my mind. And I'm just rolling my eyes because I'm coming. He's coming to my spot. He's coming down to me. So I wanted to say bathing. But something got a hold of my heart. I think it was the Holy Ghost. And he said, don't do that. That would be too much. I did not create you for such guile. I don't know what guile means.
Oh, my goodness.
So when he did point to me, though, I did say, when you see me swimming. So, and homeboy took it and sang it.
Took it. Oh man, I got.
When you see me swimming, I got them all, mama. And then, of course, he had to bubble it up even more just to prove how happy this guy was. He goes, "You know what? I understand what you're saying, James, because I'm playing basketball and I'm just praising the Lord, just so I could say, when you see me balling, I got him on my."
Oh, I'm like, no, no.
So, if you see, was he ghetto?
Yeah.
Okay, if you see me balling, because I'm just picturing this, you know, stark white professor.
No. He is a black gentleman.
How are you doing? I'm balling.
No. he did talk like that, but no, he was a black dude, so he had a little bit of cred, but not much.
When I was at New Hope, it was a private school, and we had to sing the Jesus songs all the time, right?
Yeah.
Well, we had this one song that we would sing, you know, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore, and all that stuff. And instead of saying do, you know, you'd replace it. So in the same situation, the person who was leading the song pointed at somebody, and they'd have to say, the things I used to eat, I don't eat. And, you know, they just did that. Well, this one kid, they pointed at him. Dan. His name was Dan. He jumped in and said, the things I used to squeeze.
And they had to go with it. The things I used to squeeze.
No, they stopped the song right there. They stopped it. And he got scolded in front of everybody.
That's great.
Oh, that wasn't very funny, Dan.
Actually, it was. So that's why people quit church right there, because that is a lie. It may not have been appropriate, but it was dang sure funny.
It was.
That's the gospel of Kinnison right there, people. It just because it ain't appropriate don't mean it ain't funny. So
the things I used to squeeze.
It's like my Irish game, that stupid Play-Doh game. That was not appropriate, but dang, it was funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. All right, John, that was my weekly update. What's yours 20 minutes into the show?
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I do have one this week. Okay. They're not as good as yours, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
You familiar with Stone Mountain, right?
Yeah, it's like a big giant rock.
It's a big huge rock sticking out of the ground that you can climb up. Well, I don't know when the last time you've been there, but they have, you know, it belongs to a private company now, and they've really done it up. They've put some money into it and built this cute little village and this restaurant and all that's, you know, extra. Well, we were there eating with my sister and her two kids, and my sister's got a daughter. She's, I don't know, 9, I think. And she's very particular. She's a nerd.
Oh, wow.
She's totally nerdy. She's brilliant. She's intelligent. Some of her social skills are a little bit different, you know, than because, you know, she's homeschooled. So what can you say?
Oh, there you go.
So, but she's brilliant. She's smart, and she's got a funny sense of humor, even though she doesn't know she's being funny. Well, at this particular restaurant there at Stone Mountain Park, they throw rolls at you.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. Okay, there's a place in Missouri that does that.
Cool.
It's very awesome.
Yeah. They're delicious,
home
too.
Of throwed rolls. They're probably ripping off that place. So.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody's kitchen or something like that. I don't know what the name of the place is, but anyways, so they're going around the table and they're just throwing these rolls at us, and you catch them, and she's, you know, her hand-eye coordination isn't the best. She's only 9, I guess. So we're sitting there in the booth, and the lady says, "Okay, it's your turn, princess." And so she throws this roll at her, and as she leans back to grab the roll, her head whacks the booth.
Oh.
And the roll just, like, bounces out of her hands onto the floor. And she starts talking to me. She goes, "Oh, I just hit my head on the booth. That was worse than not catching the roll."
So she itemized everything out
and
calculated the trajectory of the complications of the issues of the pain, and oh Lord.
The pain of whacking her head on the booth was more painful than the rejection of not catching the roll.
I've completed my analysis, and would you like to hear I got a printout, dot matrix printout. Oh, that's hilarious.
Kids are awesome, by the way, but
there's a place like that in Missouri, and it's really good. I can't remember the name right now, it's escaping me, but everything you buy there, whether it's a hamburger and fries or a big chicken cacciatore, it's real Southern style, whatever, whatever. But everything is bottomless. I mean, you can eat anything you want and then reorder the plate again and again and again.
No way.
And I've never walked out of there. Lambert's is what it's called. And
Lambert's.
It's so good. And there's always a 2-hour wait no matter when you go, anytime. And that's the home of throat rolls, dude. And they throw them things that the guy cart comes out and he just chunks them all around the restaurant. And there's all these flags hanging from the ceiling. Some of them are dusty. Every now and then one of the rolls will hit one. And you don't even have to catch that one. Just know he's throwing another one right behind it that's not going to hit the flag. And I made that mistake one time. So.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's a few of them then, aren't there? There's Lambert's.
No, there's only two and they're both in Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. That I know of. I mean, if they've got more of them, I don't know it, but it's amazing.
I just looked them up. There's one in Foley, Alabama.
Uh-oh.
I'm going.
Uh-oh. They built one. So
let's go when you come up for Dragon Con.
Dude, I know. We need to think about that. Hey, let me do this real quick. I'm going to need to mention that chat room real quick. Thank you, all 15 of you that are joining us tonight. I want to mention the folks that are in the chat room real quick. I see Harashinai, Harukateki, Jacobmand, Mishi, Silly Moose, Spectapali, Todd Kathika, Laka, Theo is listening, the Smart Blonde, some Christian, and a bunch of anonymous people and Little Sis. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it. You can join us every Tuesday night now at our new time. Same time, different night, Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And we're also brought to you by GoToMeeting. I'm so excited about this, by the way. I'll tell you why. GoToMeeting by Citrix, the way I meet online with colleagues, just added high-definition group video conferencing. Yeah, we got to try this out. It's awesome. It's called GoToMeeting with HD faces, and it's not grainy, pixelated, nasty, blurry video. It's high-def video, up to 6 people, I think, maybe even more. I think it's more like 10, but we had it with 6 folks. It was awesome, and you can collaborate with anyone around the world face-to-face. I've used GoToMeeting with HD faces. Like I said, it's awesome. Facial expressions. You can see the people as they're talking and listening and stuff like that. It gets across much more than just, you know, conversating back and forth. And again, the video quality is clear. It's natural. It's the highest resolution in the industry. Nothing compares. Here's how it works. GoToMeeting with HD faces will make your online meetings even more personal, engaging, and effective. Plus, it's easy to use. All you need is an internet connection and a webcam. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD faces. It'll change the way you work. NLCast listeners can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use that promo code PODCAST. Thank you, GoToMeeting, for your continued support. Oh, yeah. Nobody's listening. Let's move into some news real quick.
North!
All right. It is, of course, again, if you haven't guessed, the live show has moved to Tuesday night. So make sure you keep that in your pot and smoke it. Make sure you join the community. Go to nlcast.com/kids and find out why we are on the air for kids. You can support our cause where 90% of everything we raise goes to charity. For a $4 a month, that's a $1 a show donation, or a $10 a month, which is a little bit more. I'm not going to do the math because 4 by 10 is very hard. You guys can help us out. It's awesome. 90% of everything goes to children's charity. So far, NLCast listeners and Draw Your Picture customers have been able to contribute $450 in just 2 months. To kids all over the world. So thank you so much for everything you do. Check it out today and consider even a one-time gift. Everything helps. NLCast.com/kids. You can also support the show by helping yourself to the iPhone or the Android app in their respective places of business. Check it out for weekly bonus content and all that good stuff. Thank you so much. Let's jump right into our main segment.
Nobody's Listening is a comedy podcast featuring hilarious stories that will cause you to laugh uncontrollably. Listening to this podcast in public or in the presence of loved ones while wearing headphones is not recommended and may result in one or more of the following: sideways glances, perturbed husbands, strange looks from household pets, confused neighbors, bikers wanting to hurt you, classmates thinking you're mentally retarded, government seizure of your MP3 playing device due to your breaking the code of silence, general humiliation, ejection from public transportation, and in a few cases, nausea, diarrhea, shortness of breath, and upset stomach. I wish I could tell you that instances of these side effects are rare, but most are common. If your laughter continues for more than 4 hours, please see your doctor immediately. Seriously.
We get that request for that old bumper every now and then, so there you go.
It's classic.
Today I'm going to share the main, the featured story. We haven't done a featured story for a while. It goes like this.
Featured story.
Look at that. I still got the old stuff.
Nice. Yeah, we haven't done that since like July.
The late 80s, yeah. anyway, the feature story today is called Three Horses, because I've only ridden three horses in my life. And I hope I haven't told the story before, because I'm about to tell it now.
I don't remember any stories about horses.
Good deal.
At all.
I may have told them individually or here and there, little bits and pieces. But I was thinking about it today, and I realized I had not told the story of three horses. Okay, my first horse I ever rode was at a church picnic. The second horse I ever rode was at a private Christian school that I went to. And the last horse I've ever ridden was maybe 8 years ago during a honeymoon celebration. Ooh. We have annual honeymoons.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Because our first honeymoon stunk really bad, so we don't have anniversaries. We have honeymoons. So
nice. High five.
All right, so that's the end of the story. No, the first one.
I rode three horses.
Yeah, we were at a church that was building a church, and so we had services outside. And so it wasn't odd to be outdoors this particular day, but it was odd that there was a horse in the area. Somebody had brought a horse and thought it was really cool. And apparently this horse was for riding. So they had kids jumping up on it, you know, and I just remember it being the tallest horse in the world. And I must have been really short. I had to have been 6, 7 years old possibly at the time, because my mom got married to my stepdad when I was 8, and this was at the same church she met him at, but they hadn't met yet. So that's the timeline. Thank you, middle school James, for all that useless information. So anyway, I'm waiting in line, and everything seems normal. When you're a kid, you don't question a lot. Hey, it's a horse. I get to ride a stinking horse. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride with someone. They were riding this 2x2 on a horse.
Wait, bareback?
Well, actually,
is there
yes.
A saddle on that?
Oh. There was no saddle. And that's what I meant by not questioning things a lot. And so I got up on this horse with a friend of mine and immediately noticed two things. One, that I was slipping.
Yeah.
Off the dang horse. Two, I noticed that there was a big pile of sticks just to the side of me that I was leaning towards and sliding off on. And so I was in the back. I was behind a guy named Eric, a kid named Eric. And he had big black bowl cut hair. And I grabbed him around the waist and dug my heels into the large belly. But it's like trying to hold on to a basketball with one hand. My legs just weren't big enough to go around enough to really get a firm grasp, and this horse was surely very groomed, very, very, very well, very
well brushed.
Yes, he was very freshly
and oiled.
And even though Eric had the hand on the mane in front, it was not quite enough to keep him, because the more we slipped, the harder he held on, and the more I held on, I wasn't letting go. It wasn't that I wanted to drag him along for the ride, I just didn't want to die. Well, we fell, and seconds passed, and I crashed into the sticks.
Ouch.
And the horse, you know, got out of the way. And right then, I mean, I don't remember being seriously injured. I remember Eric being kind of mad. The horse was probably in pain because his mane was still in Eric's hand.
Yeah. he had a bald spot on the back of his head.
I just knew, you know, as much as other people loved horses and all this, I just had a bad feeling that horses and I were never, ever, ever going to get along. Okay.
Started
so
early, didn't it?
Yes. So fast forward a few years and my mom has gotten married to this man. All of a sudden we have money. My mom loves to spend money. So she found that I needed to go to a small private Christian school. It was actually in somebody's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was really small.
It was very small. So.
Isn't it called daycare?
No, it was called the country school. And it was, and she had given up her entire home and converted it into a multi-room schoolhouse. And it was actually some of the best times I can remember. It was actually really cool. It was there that I met a teacher named Miss Leonardi, who took interest in my art. And even though I don't think I could draw at the time, she convinced me I could, and I didn't stop drawing to this very day. So
that was the Miss Leonardi. It was in the country house.
Yeah, not even the country house. But anyway, the Miss J, the owner of the school and the principal, she had horses, and so you know we went out back to the stables or in the pasture or whatever, something, some muddy pit that had a horse in it. And we got to ride this horse. And man, well, this time we had a saddle and a bridle and we had reins. And it was everything I needed to bring up every cowboy dream I'd ever had as a child, you know, watching Westerns with my mom, which I hated. So it was my turn to get upon this horse, and they gave us some instructions. First of all, the horse knows what to do. He will ride around the fence line and come right back here. So don't try to steer him. Don't try to, you know, do anything, but you can pet him while you're riding. So that was really cool.
Okay.
And I was good with that until we got around the back of the stable, of the barn, whatever they call a barn for horses. And I realized nobody could see me. So I decided to give little Dojo, I don't know what his name was, but I'm going to call him Dojo. I was deciding I wasn't thrilled enough by this time. I, you know, it's 1983 probably, and I'm already ADHD to the point that 5 seconds on a horse, I need something else, man. So I did the only thing I knew to do. I made this noise with my mouth. Surely you're familiar with it, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not making, there's two people, there's two things in the world you make that noise at. One is at a girl, hey, baby, and the other one's at a horse. So I don't know what that says about the girl or the horse, but I made that noise. I kicked with my feet just a little bit. And I also,
just a little bit.
I also, you know, that move when you're straightening your covers, you know, just flip the covers out and straighten them. I made that motion with the reins. And you, I did all those three things at the same time. And the horse took off like a freaking fire rocket and shot out from behind that barn. He still stuck to that gate so much that my leg was bumping up against it. But I was jumping out of the – I was freaking out. I was trying to pull. I was seeing several things at one time, the least of which was me impaled on one of those dang poles on the side of that fence. The other one, very least of the other very least of things was Miss J yelling at me because she must have known I'd snapped the reins. And then the last thing that I knew that I had to be scared of, and it wasn't that I knew, it was I found out, was I was the last person to ride because apparently they believed that good little boy James Kennison would never, ever have startled this horse on purpose. So he must have been done for the day. Mr. Durango the horse or whatever his name was, Rango, Spanko,
Lucy.
So Lucy got put back in her stall. All these sad children behind me. Yeah, he probably didn't get his oats
now.
So yeah, I was scared to death, dude. And again, that's only the story two of three experiences with three horses.
And the third one's got to be the best because you haven't been on a horse since.
It's just timeline, and I haven't. I don't have much opportunity with horses. It's crazy. I don't really see a horse on a daily basis that I would even, you know, like if I saw him occasionally, you could say, you know, he's refused to ride him because surely eventually somebody would say, hi, would you like to ride this horse? And I would say no, but I haven't had that opportunity.
Hmm.
You know, I don't ever see horses on a daily basis. I see dogs and cats. Nobody offers rides on dogs or cats, by the way.
That would be fun though.
But yeah, I'd like to ride a cat, but, anyway, so this is fast forward a few more years. I grow out of my house. I become a married person, and then I live as a married person for a few more years. And we decide to go on our honeymoon, our third or fourth, to a little place called Dillard, Georgia.
Dillard,
yeah, Clayton, up there, north Georgia.
It's a great place.
It's an awesome place. And they have awesome bed and breakfast places up there, you know, and they have these restaurants with family style food where they just bring plates of crap out to you. And
it's awesome. Forget the name of that place. Love it.
Oh, it's amazing. Sorry, I was worshiping God just a little bit for that place.
The things I used to eat. I don't.
Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful place to eat. But anyway, we were dying for something to do because typically, and to this day, all we've done is theme parks. We're just theme park people. We were up to a point. I'm not anymore. Listen to Geek Loves Nerd for more information about that. It's called Vacation Conflict. Episode 81. But so we were relaxed and we'd relaxed out. You know, we were in our mid-20s. We didn't want to relax. So we get a pamphlet and there's, of all things, horseback riding tours. We're like, hey, that sounds great. I'm like, I don't know. Horses don't seem to me. And no, we don't. Mm-mm.
They don't like me.
Jen's like, but this is cool. We got options. And some of the options are just a generic horseback ride through the fields. But then there's one that takes place in a river. I don't know what in the heck I was thinking, but that just turned me on right there. I was like, ooh,
Like manly.
That's like, yeah, that's like bonanza, dude. We're going to ford a river. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Horses going to be swimming and stuff. It's going to be awesome. So we paid the money. It was like $50 a person to ride a dumb horse. Well, I'm a big dude by this time. I'm a fat guy. Okay. So they put me on the fat guy horse and this horse is like a Clydesdale's little brother, okay?
Yes.
He's massive.
We call him Big John.
Yeah, it was something like that. And he really, really liked my wife's horse. My wife's horse was this old Palomino-looking thing, you know, with his bowed back. And
Palomino.
So, anyway, the lady told us, you know, make sure, like I know what I'm doing here, but make sure they stay connected because he really likes that horse. And I realized what that meant is that horse really liked the way my wife's horse butt smelled, because that's the only thing he was doing the entire time was he had his horse nose up that horse's butt. And but what would happen is my wife's horse was very, very old and slow. And so the horse, Jen's horse, would slow down and get behind and then probably wake up and be like, oh, I'm behind. And
he would
run. The horse would start trotting and catch up. And that would make my horse mad because all of a sudden he was breathing fresh air. And apparently he didn't want that. And so he would take off running. But it would be okay for most of the time. But then at one point, somehow, when the horse ran, it got in front of the other horse. And my horse was not there with her horse. And he had been trained to stay in line. He knew he couldn't do anything. So suddenly he starts dancing. He just starts dancing. I've never seen a horse dance, but some people would call it rodeo riding. But I don't know like what you call fucking? It when you're not the rider. There you go. There you go. All I know is my wife tells it. All I know on my end is I felt like Hoss on Bonanza, where my horse is going crazy, but I'm too fat to come up off the seat anymore. So I'm just along for the ride, you know. And I'm holding on to the reins as tight as I can. I got my feet clamped to the side. All the images of every horse ride I've ever had, all two, are going through my mind. I'm like, dadgummit, what was I thinking? I knew this wasn't going to work. The horse is up in the air, all four legs off the ground, doing that little scissor kick thing they do when they're bucking. And he's trying to throw me off. He's all mad. The trail boss or whatever he was comes back, and Doc Holliday and a bunch of other cowboys come riding up to try to save me. And my wife in that horse look at me, and she says he was up, rearing up on his back legs. It was horrible. And whoa, that
it was awesome. That you were holding on.
I did make it through.
Dude.
So they rearranged the dang horses so my horse could have his butt smell that he liked. And we continued on. By the way, I just want to say this did not live up to my expectations because I had a perv horse. Okay. That was not what I paid for. Can I have a horse that's not a perv, please?
But I like the smell of the horse in front of me.
Well, then we go down to the river, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. It was crystal clear spring brook, you know, with big rocks, you know, multicolored rocks at the bottom.
Yeah,
we're starting to step in there, and it's so neat. It's only ankle deep to the little horsies, and it's so awesome. They're kicking up little splashes of water, and it just sounds perfect, and it's awesome. And then it suddenly gets deeper. And I'm like, okay, well, surely they, you know, have done this before. They know that we have shoes on and pants and things and clothes that we don't want to get wet. And it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And finally, it starts touching the bottom of my feet. And I ain't going to take my foot out of the stirrups. Because I know the horse, the minute I do, the horse's butt smell is going to disappear and he's going to freak out again. So anyway, long story short, I got drenched up to my kneecaps because apparently, I didn't just have the fattest horse. I also had the short, fat, stocky horse. Everybody else was high and dry. Me and short, fat, stocky horse are checking out the water. So, anyway.
So you got wet.
I got cold wet. It was Spring Brook, dude. You know how cold a spring is? It ain't a hot spring. Cold. It's cold spring.
72 degrees.
It was freezing. I don't even know. It was colder than that. It was colder than ice.
76.
Yeah.
68.
I don't know.
It was ice melting from those mountains.
Yeah. I don't like there. Bottled water to this day for that reason right there. So, yeah, three horror stories in a row. Not the funniest thing I've ever shared, but when you think of them together, it is kind of odd. And I swear to you, if I ever ride another horse, I will tell you that story too.
Hopefully, the next time you ride a horse, it will be such an awesome experience mm-hmm. that, you know, you'll be like, I don't have a story mm-hmm. because this horse was great.
I want to summarize all my stories by telling you a horse joke that I found when I was like 10 years old. And it's the only joke I know. Okay. There was a pastor and he wanted a hobby because he was really stressed out. And somebody suggested horseback riding. He was like, cool. So he says, I'm a holy man. I can't just have a normal horse. I want a Christian horse. Everybody thought he was crazy, but he did not give up. He looked online. He got into Craigslist. He got on the Facebook. He did all the stuff. He put the network out. And suddenly somebody called him, contacted him, reached out and poked him and said, I got a Christian horse. You need to come out and check it out. Well, what makes it a Christian horse? He says, no, you just need to come on out here and check it out. So he goes out there and he's like, okay, let me see this horse. So sure enough, guy pulls out this horse and the horse is just horrible. It's just nasty gray bow back, the whole thing. His legs look lame. Like, dude, what makes this Christian horse? Get up on it, I'll tell you. So he gets up on the horse and the farmer says, well, here's what does it. To make him go, you say, praise the Lord. To make him stop, you say, hallelujah. And the pastor's like, is that it? That's what does, just trust me. So the pastor doesn't believe at first. He's like, giddy up. Horse don't do nothing. Go. Yeah. Go web. Shazam. You know, nothing happens. Nothing works. So finally, sheepishly, he says, praise the Lord. And pew, the horse takes off like a shot, man. Just like Secretariat out of the gate. It's awesome. He's going through the woods. The wind is rushing past. The leaves and the branches are sweeping past. He swears he can hear angels singing in the background. And he's like, yes, yes, I found it. Surely this is the Christian horse that I've been needing. Hallelujah. Or no, he didn't say hallelujah. He says, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so he's trotting and he's just singing and he's amazed by all the sounds and sights and feels like gold is just rushing through the air. And then suddenly he sees the cliff up ahead and he's screaming and he's hollering, oh my gosh, stop, whoa, and he's pulling on the reins, nothing's gonna stop his horse, what was it that and he's getting closer and closer and finally he remembers, hallelujah, the horse stops right on the edge of the cliff and he says, praise the Lord. So yeah.
And that was the sound it made too, right?
Yeah, yeah. But
well, I don't know what the splash was.
It was three whales hitting the water or something like that. I don't know what it was. So there you go. There's the only joke I know.
I remember that one. I remembered it as he was approaching the cliff. I was like, where is this going? Uh-huh. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
No!
So,
nice. Very good.
Christian jokes, man. They're the best. Mm. All right, let's go and let's read some stuff. Okay, hold on. All right, that was all I was waiting on right there. Oh, you know what I did? I closed it because I rebooted. We had some technical issues before the show.
Oh yeah.
So no worries though. The sounds you hear are me drilling down to it right about now. Okay, here we go. Hey James. Hey. Just wanted to comment on the Power Rangers. That's right, because last week I asked what was wrong with the Power Rangers. He says, I was never into them either, but I had a friend who was very much into them as a kid. Just for kicks, I decided to start the Power Rangers movie on Netflix. And here are the top five things I found offensive. Number five. This is good stuff.
Yes, top five things. Go.
The costumes were terrible. Okay. Number four, the Power Rangers are terrible at disguising their identities. When they're not dressed as Power Rangers, they walk around wearing plain clothes that match their costumes, and they all hang out together.
Hey, there's five of them and five kids in weird pastel colors. Oh, nobody's wearing...
And then number three, a major character in the movie whose costume is essentially a skimpy bikini. Oh, maybe I do need to watch this show. Hey.
Wait, he said his major costume was a skimpy. Yeah, I don't think anyone's seen that.
Yuck. Number two, guess what in ethnicity the Black Power Ranger is? That's so
ethnicity?
Good. Yeah. What race is the Black Power Ranger? So that's offensive. And the number one... Well, you know, the number one reason it's offensive, the white Power Ranger happens to be the guy in charge. And I mean, really? He says,
he's the boss.
You're going to make a guy with white power in his name the leader?
That's awesome.
And that's from Chris Cohen. So hats off, dude. Best nice. Top five list ever. So good deal.
Yes.
So now I know why Power Rangers is bad. It helps to know.
Skimpy bikini guy.
Ugh. Nick says, hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for making your podcast last night. I couldn't sleep because I was having family issues. I decided to put on episode 4 of Brokia and just couldn't stop laughing at how bad it was.
really?
No.
Oh.
Eventually, you guys lifted my spirits, and eventually I fell asleep. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. So you laughed, and then you were bored and fell asleep. So.
And cried yourself to sleep because of us. Oh,
man. Hey, speaking of a blast from the past, let me see if I can get this. Gosh, I don't have it. I don't have it up. Oh, well. Let's do this. Okay, that is the symbol, as you should know, for middle school drama. Hey, NL Cast, I thought I'd share a story concerning my recent bout with accidental spamming. So recently, my friend and I visited the town market. There's live music, elders picnicking, and of course, food. After dinner, Twitter. Oh, wait. After dinner, Twitter and email. No. After dinner, we decided to get dessert. Gourmet mini donuts. Now, the little stand selling these donuts had cards that listed their Facebook, Twitter, email, etc. And I don't know why, but my friend and I found this amusing. Of course you know why, because it's hilarious that a donut stand would need all of that.
Follow us on Facebook and around the park.
Or just walk over here and buy a donut, you know. I don't know. A little hyper with these donuts, had no logical explanation at the time, and I was thinking, what am I going to email them about, how their donuts changed my life? So we returned to the house where we were staying, and as a joke, I started to write to them. The subject line read, as a bit of a tribute to NLCast, don't stalk me. The email read something to the effect of, Dear Lucy's Gourmet Mini Donuts, your donuts have changed my life. I used to be a hobo, but now I have a house on the edge of town.
Because I love the donuts.
They are awesome. So I'm sure that us being us, we were there were a few other bizarre sentences in there. Of course, writing this, I thought that we were joking. I turned my head for 1 second. My friend clicked send. I turned to see the screen that reads, your message has been sent. And I look at my friend shocked. Let's call her Charl. Let's not. That's a terrible name. It's like Sharon and Carl mixed together. But anyway, Charl, I wasn't actually planning to send that. Of course, having such great middle school logic, I have no answer when she asks, well, why did you type it if you weren't planning on sending it? 5 minutes later, Lucy's Donuts received a new email in their inbox, an apology email. In the email, I confess to not being a hobo and beg them not to stalk me. Let's just say I won't be getting free donuts anytime soon. Rada. Also, I'm a girl. Okay. Well, I kind of hope so.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Charl.
That's going to be the new Lucy. Let's not forget Charl.
Charl.
That's the hardest name to say ever. Charl.
Like something you do in your pants.
Gosh, I think I could get a loogie every time I say Charl. Charl. Let me clear my throat. So anyway, that is our voicemails or emails for there. I didn't have time to go through voicemails. I'm sorry. I apologize, but it's time
for
us.
Of them.
There are quite a few. I'm not going to lie.
It's because of that awesome theme show we had last week.
That's right.
Camp stories.
Everybody's got camp stories. All right, yeah, John.
Camp stories.
It's time for this show to end.
Not so soon.
It's time to go. It's time to leave. Yeah. It's time to wrap it up. As we always do, my friend, with a recap song.
I threw up.
Gosh, John. Well, I'm just 6 years old, and I'm going down a slide, and there's lots of things that I'd like to hide, like what I had for lunch, but it's coming up a bunch. Oh, just enough to fill my hand. I gotta tell my pastor, 'cause he'll understand, yeah. Oh, here I go. He'll be so happy that I didn't give just 10% of what I got. It's more than just a tithe. It's a full sacrifice. Yeah, yeah. Even though he's looking at me with horror on his face, I know this stuff is not out of place. It's right there where it's supposed to be in space. Even though he made me throw it in the grass. Gosh, why do I always end things with grass?
Because you want to sing about a homeschool horse next.
Oh, because I knew he'd grow up and go to a class yeah, where he got to ride a horse. And of course, he decided to kick that thing, and it darted through traffic, actually just through the backyard. And it thought it was alive for the first time, even though it got put down, and now it's dead. I know it's my fault, and it's stuck inside my head, 'cause they believe that I was too good for kicking that horse. And now he's gone. And now he's gone away.
Yeah.
It's so sad to think of that day.
And what's so wrong with the Power Rangers anyway?
Power Rangers are racist, and that's all I can say. The Black Ranger's a black guy, and the white one's a Nazi. go, go, Power Ranger. Go, go, white Power Ranger. You're the leader, white power. White Power Ranger.
Oh, man. Hold on. You have to think about the white Power Ranger.
I'm not
ready.
What?
Okay. Let's sing about a donut shack with a Twitter. Follow them on Twitter.
Okay.
Do it. Okay. Sing about it.
Dang it. You picked the hardest thing to do. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Hey, hon, I've got a great idea. Even though we just make donuts at a cart in some forgotten town with elders who picnicking, I think I've got a tweaking in my brain. We'll go insane online, and we'll get a Facebook and a Twitter account and an email, and someone could send something to lucysgourmet@gmail.com. It'll be awesome. We don't know where we'll get them from. Maybe some bum who changed their life because they ate one from me and my wife, and now they have a house even though the economy's a louse. And now, oh, finally we got one. Oh, dang, it was just some stock. It didn't rhyme, but it's okay. I'm middle school and it's okay. I just sent that to play. And now I'm apologizing like you didn't know it wasn't real in the first place. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Not anybody.
Ovation.
Now we know what's wrong with the Power Rangers. They're racist, and the white one was a Nazi. Who would have known?
He was a Nazi.
The truth comes out in song. So.
Bossing the other colored Rangers around.
I love the chat room. That they type clap clap in
That's
the chat.
Awesome.
That's so great. I love them. Best audience ever. We've said it before. We'll say it again. We're not the best podcast out there. We just got the best audience.
Yes,
thank you, guys.
Best listeners.
Absolutely.
High five.
Laser high five, even. Website, podcast.nlcast.com. Email us, james@nlcast.com, with your feedback, your stories, your suggestions, your even if you have a song you want us to play at the beginning of the show. If it's on YouTube, we'll play it. Call us anytime you want at 209-5-NLCast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. It's /NLCast for both of those, or /JSteinklobber for the other guy. Join us for a live show, like we said, every Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And leave us an iTunes review if that's how you found us, or any kind of review. Leave a comment on the website, you know, whatever. We love that stuff. Check out all of the NLCast Podcast Network shows, including, by the way, a brand new show to the network. It's an awesome show called The Sticker Cast. You need to go to NLCast.com and click on The Sticker Cast. If you're into Get Glue or want to be, it's awesome. You can earn stickers for free. It's a great one. We're going to do a better feature of them next week in the next show. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music. Thanks to our spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. And remember, when you tell a funny life story, please do me a favor. Tell it like nobody's listening. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.